I've recently been working on, I've been working on trying to figure out how I can reach my veteran brothers. And I thought that the best way that I could do that was to tell them where I came from in order that I could show them where that I ended up or where I'm at now. One day I woke up and I realized that I was headed to war. When that reality hit me, I was already in basic training, busy trying to comprehend why I was invincible, because that's what they were teaching me. I was taught that killing and death were a normal patriotic responsibility. And within a few months, I was physically fit, not an ounce of fat, and I had a new ability. I knew how to blow things up. Things really changed when I found myself, at war. I was in country. And at that point, I tried to, remember all those things that I'd been taught, about keeping myself alive. I also had to deal with the sights and smells and sounds of the war that was going on around me. I remember my ears hurting from loud explosions. And I remember being roused out of sound sleep, trying to put my boots on while I was grabbing up my gear and my rifle. One can actually get used to these things, I guess. I remember that it was just a short walk to buy real cheap bottles of alcohol that the government subsidized the major part of the price and the availability, and there was a large selection. I had to learn how to balance my consumption with the seriousness of my job. Some days better than others. I used to brag on myself of the fact that I could fuse bombs while I was half lit. I remember I saw a fellow soldier succumbing to death because of his alcohol and drugs related mistakes. I have an ongoing remembrance of the war. It's daily. And one of the things about the war that really pissed me off, I guess I can't use that word anyway, was the way that our government fought the war. There was no full intent to win it. And it was obvious in all the ways that they just half did what they did. Time flew by, and after what it seemed like an eternity, I was returned home from war. Not as glorious as it seemed it would be. I was grateful that I could make that trip, but I remember returning to an ungrateful country, calling me a baby killer, and I found that other than family and the veterans that were around me, there was a lot of disrespect, no parades, no celebrations. Then my next battle was to fight for a sober mind. I got real good at rolling a joint with my left hand and drinking shots of Canadian whiskey with my right. I felt like I had earned the right to a sovereign life, fully in charge, ain't scared, not trusting in anything or anybody, only trusting in what I knew. As time flew by, my failures started to add up. My second marriage came to an end. My business was in need of a sober mind. My friends all rode Harleys, my only friends I had. My girlfriends could all outdrink me. The only good I remember was that I had a sweet, kind, smart daughter who loved her daddy. I won her custody, and I quickly learned how to be there for her. At 3 years old, she already knew what it was like to ride on the back of her dad's Harley with a belt strapped around her, big smile on her face. The first thing I had to do was find a good daycare for her. So I found First Baptist Church, Indian Rocks. It was just perfect. She learned about Jesus, and she was given these children's Bible and a children's Bible and papers and scripture with stories. I mean, I enjoyed them as much as she did. I noticed that my sober time seemed to be growing. I vowed not to drink in front of her, so I didn't. I remember this as time flew by, my daughter kept reminding me that I needed to accept Jesus into my heart as my Lord and Savior. She had that figured out at 5 years old. So one Monday morning when I brought her back to the church, she wouldn't let me leave. Come with me, Daddy. I want you to meet my pastor. So I did. I met him. He told me that she had told him that my daddy wants to accept Jesus as his Lord. So at that point, I prayed and accepted God into my heart. As I prayed and I read God's word, I began to trust him and have faith in him. I started going to him first with all my questions and all my thank yous. God gave me the strength to be of a sober mind. God set a pattern for me to be a good father, husband, friend, brother, and instilled in me the desire to be all these things. I learned that the Holy Spirit dwells within me. God is totally in control of himself and all his creation. God cannot lie. God cannot perform any immoral action. God is the ultimate criteria of truth and falsity, and his ideas are always true. God's power and knowledge extends to all parts of creation. He himself is present everywhere.